Well, good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, a few folks from the Sitka Sound Science Center. Christina Terman, Science Education Coordinator. Janet Clark, Education, what's your title?
Director.
And Kaya Pike, a former camper, returned as an interpreter over at the Science Center. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thanks, Melissa.
Good morning.
Well, you're here to talk about the upcoming science camps, and there are a lot of them. So, Janet, would you give us the overview?
Sure. First of all, I just wanted to mention that each of us looked at each other and said, wow, school's out this week. I bet families are waking up on this Friday morning going, what are we going to do for the summer? And our camps are such an outstanding opportunity for many different families and their different aged children that we wanted to talk about them and invite the community to look again at the camps and see if they can fit them into their summer schedules. They are so worth it, and we want to talk about some of them today.
Okay, well, which ones would you like to start off with?
Well, first of all, I think we should talk about why camps are worth going to, and Kaya has a unique perspective. Kaya, tell us about it.
Yes. So way back the summer after when I was in seventh grade, I attended the very first Sitka Sound Science Center summer camp. And it was because of that awesome camp experience and getting to see the creatures at the aquarium and see science concepts in a way that I hadn't seen before, that I never really left the Science Center. So that was 9 summers ago, and I'm still there.
And, you know, Kaya is double majoring in biology and education. And I have to say what it means is that she brings to the Science Center this remarkable combination of science authenticity. She checks all our facts all the time, as well as this amazing intuitive education spirit. And honestly, I would say that's true about all of the people who work with our families and the children at camps. That's one of the reasons camps are great to go to. Christina,
yeah,
you're now a veteran of camps. Mm-hmm. What's so fun about them?
I love just exploring new things that you wouldn't get to normally explore with people who share the same love for science and share a curiosity of the world. And they're just fun.
They are fun. They're just energetic, and we have good snacks. Mm-hmm. And it's a total fun experience for every kid. You don't have to be science-minded or identify yourself as that to have a great time at our camps. I think it's really worth noting also if they are our families who are already trying to fit in multiple things like the arts camps and some other things they're doing with sports that honestly we've tried so hard to schedule them so those can still be, like Kaya just mentioned, it's not either art or science, it's art and science. And so I think families who are used to scheduling an arts camp maybe don't know that there is time for science camps as well. So one of the camps I'd really like to talk about is a fantastic one called Revolution. Revolution is for our older kids, the middle schoolers and high schoolers. And I know that we've billed it as this engineering camp, but all of us, as we've talked about it, mentioned that that's sometimes a daunting word, and it's not that kind of camp. Whether you think in ways that are creative or artistic or sensitive or unusual, you would be welcome and you would be celebrated at this camp because it's all about looking at things with new ideas, building on those in terms of design, building prototypes, building a final product that is that will be a tremendous and very public demonstration at the end of camp. And none of it is based on whether you are an engineer as such. It is all about your ability to think very divergently. And I'd love it if people who hadn't thought of themselves as being those who might change the world would come to this camp because their ideas are the ones who might. And I would encourage families to look at that time period, June 12th through 16th. The camp will be held from 9 to noon every day. And we are bringing in a very young, very energetic, very goofy and fun engineer who will facilitate this. He is a blast to be around. He can't wait to be to participate in this camp. It is not something that should be missed.
Okay, so what other camps would you like to highlight?
We're going to be doing a family camp as well. It's the 3 days following July 4th. And Janet and I worked together on the family camp last year, which was focused on microscopes. And it was a wonderful experience for parents and grandparents and older and younger siblings to work together and learn new things kind of in a collaborative family environment. And this year, the theme is geology. And there's going to be a different expert each day who will talk about different geological features of Sitka and tons of cool field trips, right?
Yeah, every single day is a field trip. And the interesting thing is that what we found last year with Professor Marnie Chapman leading our microscope camp, every single person, whether you were a six-year-old or an adult, a grandparent, found out something you had never learned about and became experts on, in this case, using microscopes to investigate the microscopic world around us. Well, to this geology camp is a macroscopic look at our environment. And in this case, those experts that are so fun to be around, K.K. Prussian, Jackie Foss, Jim Bachtel, they are, yes, experts in the field, but it is about doing that geology side by side with families. So it's introducing ideas, looking at them and modeling them in the classroom, and then going directly to the place in our Sitka environment to see those in actual action. It's going to be a remarkably fun camp, and I can't encourage families enough to carve out a little bit of time to come and do this together. It's 100% family time, and it is not about adults taking care of their children. During this camp, it's about adults, whether they're the grandparents or the aunts or the uncles or the parents or an older sibling that's home from college. Those get to work side by side with the younger people. And that's a whole new experience.
Okay. So you have camps for all ages. Mm-hmm. You went through Revolution. What are some of the other camps that might have some openings?
So our Sports in Action Camp, which is for kids entering grades 4 through 6, and that one is July 10th through the 14th from 9 a.m. to noon. And that is going to be a high energy, a lot of activity. Every day we're focusing on a different sport and kind of learning the physics behind it and learning how we can improve our skills in that sport. And you don't have to be athletic or, you know, have to love sports to do it. You just have to, you know, love to be outside and be active.
Because, Christina, our definition of sports might be something that would include, for instance, croquet.
Yes, exactly.
So we're going to be doing lawn games as well as bringing in experts in particular fields. And so even if you've never, for instance, tossed a softball before, you're going to learn how that wrist snap affects velocity. And all of those camps, I don't know, Melissa, if you've noticed, have a very specific theme that connects them, and that is motion. And in this case, all of these have to do with the physics of motion.
So we have just about a minute and a half. Let's go through the other camps you want to make sure people know about. Yeah.
So then Blades in Motion is also a camp for kids in grades 4 to 6, and that's July 24th through the 28th.
And the Blades in Motion will be about how we can use our ideas about propellers, turbines, helicopters, rockets, mm-hmm. to talk about motion. Expect small explosions in this camp.
But safe ones.
Maybe. In other words, the camps have motion in lots of ways, both the physics of motion, but the motion and energy of kids and facilitators enjoying time together. I'd encourage all families to go online at the Sitka Sound Science Center's website under the Education tab. There is 2017 camp registration, or stop by the Science Center right at the front desk. Summer interpreters have those registration forms out for use.
Great. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Janet Clark, Christina Terman, and Kaya Pike, Sitka Sound Science Center Summer Camps.